DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
And now for a look at this week's radio highlights, compiled by Angela and read by Gilly, starting with Saturday the 5th of July and a new series of Rewinder, in which Greg James delves into the BBC archives to examine stories from the past. Rewinder is at 10:30 a.m. on Radio 4 and repeated on Monday the 7th of July at 4:30 p.m. I'm sure you won't need reminding that the Wimbledon Tennis Championships are upon us. You can tune in to Radio 5 for live coverage each day from 12 noon today and tomorrow, from 12:30 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday and Friday, and from 1 p.m. on Wednesday. And of course, it's on BBC One Television. Today's drama on Radio 4 is Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie's novel Half a Yellow Sun, a powerful and compassionate depiction of those caught up in Biafra's struggle to establish an independent republic in the 1960s. This is the first of two parts at 3 p.m. on Radio 4. More sports coverage with the Women's Euro Football Championships. Two matches of particular interest today: Wales versus Netherlands at 5 p.m. and France versus England at 8 p.m. both broadcast on Radio 5. Finally, for jazz enthusiasts, it may be worth staying up for Clive Myrie's Kings of Jazz. In this first episode, he celebrates the career of Ray Charles, whose memorable recordings include Georgia on My Mind and I Can't Stop Loving You, at 12 midnight on Radio 2, and then followed at 1 a.m. by Clive Myrie's Amazing Women of Jazz, tonight featuring Ella Fitzgerald. On to Sunday, 6th of July. Lauren Laverne's guest on Desert Island Discs today is gardener Carol Klein, well known to millions of gardening enthusiasts, at 10 a.m. on Radio 4 and repeated at 9 a.m. on Friday the 11th of July. Today's Radio 4 drama is Mahabharata Now, set in modern-day Mumbai and based on the ancient Indian poem. The battle to control Hasta Enterprises takes a tragic turn. The first of two episodes, it starts at 3 p.m. on Radio 4. Still Me is a moving documentary about Tracy Okines, who has had locked-in syndrome for 16 years. Paralyzed from the neck down, and unable to speak but fully conscious, she communicates with her eyes. Jess Ganasekara travels to Eastbourne to meet her and to see and appreciate her amazing lust for life. Still Me is at 7:15 p.m. on Radio 4. And now a look at those programmes which are broadcast each weekday at the same time. A choice of times to listen to Winifred Watson's wonderful 1937 bestseller novel Miss Pettigrew Lives for a Day. An innocent spinster tries to be a governess, but by default lands a most unlikely job which proves to be a real education. On Radio 4 Extra at either 8:30 a.m, 1:30 p.m. or 7:30 p.m. each weekday. Book of the Week is The Secret Painter, in which Joe Tucker tells the story of his uncle, Eric Tucker, whose artworks came to public attention after his death in 2018. At 11:45 a.m. each weekday on Radio 4 and repeated each night at 12:30 a.m. Composer of the Week is Grace Williams, 1906 to 1977, one of Wales's most celebrated composers, at 4 p.m. each weekday on Radio 3. In this week's The Essay, Katie Derham delves into the surprising connections between classical music and plants and gardening, with guests who have a passion for both, at 9:45 p.m. each night on Radio 3. Finally, we come to Book at Bedtime. The Dono di Coraggio, Eric Linklater's satire on the folly of war, Italy, 1943, and Angelo is overjoyed when the armistice is announced and believes that at last he can return to his true love in Tuscany, at 10:45 p.m. each night on Radio 4. Now, Monday the 7th of July. A new series, State of Terror, examines how Britain was shaped by the 7th of July bombings in 2005. This first episode reveals how community relations were affected by new attempts to eradicate potential threats. State of Terror is at 11 a.m. on Radio 4. Another new series now, in which comedian Tony Hawkes explores inheritance and its impact on society. He starts by talking to billionaire John Cordwell. That's Tony Hawkes is Giving Nothing Away at 1:45 p.m. on Radio 4. Radio 3 in concert comes from the Barbican in London, with Ian Skelly introducing conductor Sakari Oramo and the BBC Symphony Orchestra joined by Stephen Huff for Beethoven's Third Piano Concerto. The concert starts at 7:30 p.m. Finally, for Monday the 7th of July, Nikki Campbell delves into the history and influence of British boarding schools, exploring their legacy from shaping leaders to fostering influence. How Boarding Schools Shaped Britain is at 9 p.m. on Radio 4. Tuesday the 8th of July, today's Radio 4 drama is Moseley Must Fall. In London in 1936, as political unrest sweeps across Europe, an Irish family living in Whitechapel becomes divided by the rising influence of Oswald Mosley and his fascist followers. Mosley Must Fall is at 2:15 p.m. on Radio 4. That's followed by Lady Swindlers with Lucy Worsley, this week exploring how, in the 19th century, Elizabeth Manning robbed men by spiking their drinks, leaving them too embarrassed to report the crime, at 3 p.m. on Radio 4. 9 out of 10 people buy their car using a finance agreement, and the industry is bracing itself for a Supreme Court judgment which could force lenders to pay out billions in compensation. File on 4 Investigates is at 8 p.m. on Radio 4 and repeated on Wednesday the 9th of July at 11 a.m. Now to Wednesday 9th of July. The Grave Robbers is a new series in which Sue Mitchell investigates a gang suspected of forging documents to claim the properties of people who die without a recent will. This first programme tells the story of an aunt, two nieces and a terraced house in southwest London, at 9:30 a.m. on Radio 4. The drama Money, Sex and Blood continues. A chance encounter between Constance and Ed in a garden centre leads to an unexpected afternoon. It stars Glenda Jackson and is at 2:15 p.m. on Radio 4. In Different Voices, Ella Hubber investigates foreign accent syndrome, a rare neurological condition whereby patients start speaking with a different accent, at 3:30 p.m. on Radio 4. On Radio 5 at 5 p.m. You can tune into commentary on England versus Netherlands in the Women's Euro Championships, and then at 8 p.m. France versus Wales. In Your Mum, Laura Smith speaks to two comedians about their mothers. Helen Bauer talks about her mum's spiritual connection to the Titanic, and Thania Moore reflects on the symbolism of having a manicure and why making Jamaica proud was such an important part of childhood. Your Mum is at 6:30 p.m. on Radio 4. Thursday, 10th of July. New York famously roared through the 1920s, and in this new series, the saxophonist Soweto Kinch guides listeners through each season of a pivotal year in which The Great Gatsby was published and the city became the most populous in the world. New York 1925 is at 9 a.m. on Radio 4 and repeated on Sunday the 13th of July at 11 p.m. Today's Radio 4 drama is Smoking Guns, David Morley's play about Dr. Ben Santa, the scientist who proved that climate change is man-made, at 2:15 p.m. on Radio 4. In This Natural Life, Martha Kearney meets singer Charlotte Church in the Cambrian Mountains in Mid Wales, where she has established a rural retreat. At 3 p.m. on Radio 4 and repeated on Saturday the 12th of July at 6:07 a.m. Tonight's Radio 3 in concert is titled Songs for the Earth and features music inspired by Celtic, Nordic, American and Eastern European traditions as it switches between jazz, classical and folk music. The concert starts at 7:30 p.m. on Radio 3. Finally, we get to Friday the 11th of July. The play Limelight, Central Intelligence continues. The Egyptian president threatens to wrestle control of the Suez Canal from the British. And with the conflict escalating, the CIA must prevent Egypt falling under the influence of the Soviet Union. At 2:15 p.m. on Radio 4. And we finish this week's radio recommendations with Friday Night is Music Night. The Cheltenham Festival, on its 80th birthday, hosts the world's longest-running orchestral show with a concert commemorating 80 years of spying in Cheltenham itself, home to GCHQ. With, of course, a medley of James Bond themes, there's also a host of other theme tunes, including music from Lawrence of Arabia, Schindler's List and the Railway Children. The concert starts at 7:30 p.m. on Radio 3. Happy listening.
Now for the audio-described TV programmes for Saturday 5th of July to Friday 11th of July, compiled by Lisa and read by Diane. Daytime schedules are somewhat dominated by sport this week, but there is still a Saturday morning cookery programme to enjoy on BBC One at 11:30 when the Great Food Guys cook lobster with chilli and garlic. Over on BBC Two at 10 a.m. in Earth's Wildest Waters, six anglers fish in the mighty Mekong River. BBC One's coverage of Day 6 at Wimbledon runs from 12:20 p.m. to 4 p.m. or from 11 a.m. to 7:15 p.m. on BBC Two, with the added incentive of Claire Balding presenting. BBC One also has live coverage of Wales versus Netherlands in the Women's Euros from 4:15, and ITV One are showing England versus France at 7 p.m. if you want to support the Lionesses. Channel 4 offers nautical rather than sporting entertainment with Super Cruising, Life at Sea at 5:10 p.m, investigating life on board two luxury cruise ships, followed by the world's biggest cruise ship at 6:10, when the icon of the seas sets sail from Miami on her maiden voyage around the Caribbean. How the other half live, eh? Channel 4 also provides movie action with The Day After Tomorrow at 7:40 p.m., a sci-fi disaster thriller starring Dennis Quaid and Jake Gyllenhaal. This is followed at 10 p.m. by an intriguing-sounding documentary, Supersonic Charts, The Meteoric Rise of Oasis, the Manchester band who defined the Britpop era of the 1990s. Now for Sunday's options. A gentle start to Sunday morning on BBC Two at 7:35 with Life in a Cottage Garden with Carol Klein, as September brings the rich aromas of ripening fruit and wood smoke to Glebe Cottage. Wimbledon coverage starts at 12:25 p.m. on BBC One and goes right through until 10 p.m. That's a lot of tennis. BBC Two's coverage starts at 11 a.m. but switches to football at 4:30 with Norway versus Finland in the Women's Euros. Another interesting music documentary at 9 p.m. on BBC Two with Live Aid at 4:00 when rock and roll took on the world. ITV One offers classic movie action at 3:05 p.m. with Sean Connery as James Bond 007 in Thunderball. Then there's a remake of the classic western The Magnificent Seven at 10:35 p.m. This version stars Denzel Washington and Ethan Hawke. Channel 4 have live coverage of the Formula One British Grand Prix from Silverstone from 1:30 p.m, then a little more variety in the evening with Kirsty and Phil's Brilliant Builds at 6:30 p.m, followed by Stacey Solomon's Renovation Rescue at 7 p.m. Then a brand new series at 8 p.m, Jimmy Doherty's Big Bear Rescue. Follow the farmer as he tries to relocate two polar bears from Sweden to his wildlife park in Suffolk. During the week, the regular soap opera schedule is slightly different to fit in around the tennis and the football, so there are no soaps on Monday. Tuesday has Emmerdale at 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, it's EastEnders at 8 p.m. Thursday is EastEnders at 7 p.m, Emmerdale at 7:30 and Corrie at 9. Friday, it's EastEnders at 7, Emmerdale at 7:30 and Corrie at 8. Moving on to Monday, 7th of July. A classic daytime combo on BBC One with Homes Under the Hammer at 11:15, followed by Bargain Hunt at 12:15, which this week comes from an antique centre near Exeter. Coverage of Day 8 of Wimbledon runs from 2 p.m. on BBC One through till 10 p.m. with a break at 6 for news and weather. BBC Two has coverage from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. when they switch to documentary mode with Heat Waves, The New Normal. Sarah Keith Lucas investigates how extreme heat is affecting daily life in Britain. Football fans have two matches today on ITV One in the Women's Euros. It's Spain versus Belgium at 4:15 and Portugal versus Italy at 7:15. So what are our non-sporty evening alternatives? BBC One has This Country at 11:10 p.m, a spoof documentary taking a wry look at young people in rural Britain, followed by a five-star late-night movie, Atonement. This period romantic drama starring Keira Knightley and James McAvoy starts at midnight. On BBC Two at 9 p.m, Series 2 of crime drama Scrublands, Silver, continues. Over on Channel 4, catch Chateau DIY at 5 p.m, and at 8 p.m, there's Dover 24/7, Britain's busiest port, where major works are hampering the ferry terminal's operations. A new documentary, Shoot to Kill, Terror on the Tube, airs at 11:05, exploring the events surrounding the shooting of innocent electrician Jean-Charles de Menezes at a London Underground station in 2005. Now for Tuesday. It's Homes Under the Hammer and Bargain Hunt again from 11:15 on BBC One, and Wimbledon coverage starts at 2 p.m. today, or at 12 p.m. on BBC Two if you can't wait till 2. Today's Women's Euro football matches are Germany versus Denmark at 4:30 on BBC Two and Poland versus Sweden on BBC One at 7:45. Staying with BBC One at 10:45, there's part one of Bad Nanny, in which a woman appears on TikTok posing as a terminally ill disability activist, winning the support of thousands. BBC Two has the concluding episode of Scrublands Silver at 9 p.m, followed by Gentler Fare at 9:50 with the North York Moors A Wild Year, taking a look at moorland red grouse. ITV1 has the perennially popular Midsummer Murders at 8 p.m, when a killer strikes for real at a murder mystery weekend. Then at 10:45 in Long Lost Family, Davina McCall and Nikki Campbell meet two more people who are searching for their parents. There's more Chateau DIY at 5 p.m. on Channel 4, and fun for cake fans, that's most of us really, at 8 p.m. with Bake Off, The Professionals. Still on Channel 4, at 10 p.m, there's In the Footsteps of Killers with Amelia Fox and criminologist David Wilson investigating another unsolved murder case. It's Wednesday and Wimbledon trundles on from 2 p.m. on BBC One and 1 p.m. on BBC Two, but you can still catch Homes Under the Hammer on BBC One at 11:15. Today's Euros matches are England versus the Netherlands at 4:15 p.m. on BBC One. Go Lionesses! And France v Wales over on ITV One at 7 p.m. BBC One has The Repair Shop at 9, a compilation episode featuring items relating to the Second World War. Then at 10:40, it's the concluding part of Bad Nanny. Over on BBC Two at 9, in Saving Lives at Sea, there's a race against time to rescue a fishing trawler that has foundered off the Isle of Wight. This is followed by Inside Number 9 at 10 p.m, the final episode of Steve Pemberton and Rhys Shearsmith's darkly comic anthology series. Channel 4 offers its usual midweek property theme at 8 p.m. with Can't Sell, Must Sell. Brother and sister property developers Stuart and Scarlett Douglas help two sets of desperate homeowners stuck with unsellable homes in West Sussex. This is followed at 9 p.m. by part one of a new documentary, Poisoned, Killer in the Post. Then a more light-hearted documentary at 10, The Trouble with Mr. Doodle, explores how artist Sam Cox bought a mansion and painted it white simply so that he could draw all over it. Now for Thursday. A treat for garden lovers at 8 a.m. on BBC Two when Adam Frost and Rachel Duthame visit the RHS Hampton Court Garden Festival in a special episode of Gardener's World. Then there's a special episode of Bargain Hunt on BBC One at 12:15 to commemorate the 80th anniversary of the Battle of Britain. It's Wimbledon again from 12:30 p.m. on BBC Two or from 2 p.m. on BBC One. Just the one football match today in the Women's Euros at 7:30 p.m. on BBC One. It'll be Finland versus Switzerland with Gabby Logan presenting. BBC One also has a late night movie, Marry Me, at 10:50 p.m, a romantic comedy starring Jennifer Lopez and Owen Wilson. Over on BBC Two, it's part one of Earth's Great Rivers at 9 p.m, featuring the mighty Zambezi, Africa's wildest river. This is followed by The Gentle Charm of Mortimer and Whitehouse Gone Fishing at 10 p.m, in which Bob, Paul and Ted the dog have a sea fishing adventure off the Norfolk coast. More nautical fun on Channel 4 at 8 p.m. with Super Cruising, Life at Sea, the second part of the documentary which follows life on luxury cruise ships as they carry holidaymakers across oceans. Then at 9 p.m, it's the concluding part of Poisoned, Killer in the Post. Round off the evening in more light-hearted mode with Celebrity Gogglebox at 10, as famous folk appraise recent TV shows. And now on to Friday, and the 12th day of Wimbledon, with coverage commencing at 12:30 p.m. on BBC Two or 2 p.m. on BBC One. Today's Euros football match is Italy versus Spain at 7:30 p.m. on BBC One. The evening offering on BBC Two includes part two of Earth's Great Rivers at 9 p.m, featuring a voyage down the Danube, which has been described as the world's most international river. Interesting fact, it's fed by water from 19 different countries. Followed by Rev at 10 p.m, a charming comedy starring Tom Hollander as an inner-city vicar. Fans of classic horror movies will appreciate The Shining at 11 p.m, starring a very scary Jack Nicholson. The arguably less scary Noel Edmonds is on ITV1 at 9 p.m. in the final part of his Kiwi adventure. Channel 4 has more Chateau DIY at 5 p.m, with Julia on tenterhooks hosting her first wedding at Chateau Madupradi after 3 years of work. Then at 8 p.m, it's Our Yorkshire Shop, a Victorian restoration, and there's excitement in Massam with just 1 week to go before the grand launch of the restored Victorian grocers Peacock and Verity. Staying with Channel 4, at 10 p.m. in First Dates, presenter Fred Syria oversees a mixed night of personalities and pairings. And that concludes this week's Audio Described TV listings. Hopefully there is something of interest here for everyone, mixed in with all the sport.
TNF Soundings.